Next is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 1st, 1976, at the New Vrindavan Farm Community.
Now they were putting out the same kind of propaganda about Mars that formerly they were putting out about the moon,
yes,
and maybe light, so that they can use that as an excuse to go. I just read a little bit where they say that due to information sent back by the last spaceship that they sent to Mars, now they think that there's more water vapor in the atmosphere than they at first thought. So that means that there's a good possibility that there may be some bacterial life on Mars. So they don't, and then they say that the temperature ranges from -130 to +40 degrees Fahrenheit. So that means that there could be life there in bacteria form.
And why there is no life on one planet? Some scientists say that the temperature is 200 degrees less than the zero.
Yeah, and not when they said there's no, because there's no atmosphere.
But why these rascals say it is full of dust? And how from the dust so much light is coming, illuminating the whole universe? What is their logic? They have already bought the dust. That dust does not illuminate.
Well, they say just like when the sunlight hits the earth, then the earth appears very bright from outer space. It appears very illuminating.
Okay.
This is the scientist's excuse.
They show some pictures.
Some pictures taken from outer space that show the earth glowing very brightly, like the moon. Mm-hmm. So they say in the same way, when the...
So why the glow of the... the factors of the glow of earth does not illuminate?
Well,
it does not come between illumination.
Well, just like when the sun is here, everything is bright.
When the sun is there.
The moon is actually illuminating.
Does not illuminate.
Well, they only say it reflects the moon, sunlight.
But keep them free too. That is only reward purpose. And foolish person accepting. The fact sun is illuminating, but it doesn't require illumination from any other planet. Similarly, if Earth is also illuminating, why does it require moonlight and darkness? And this common sense does not come into the brain of these rascals so willingly.
Well, they put their scientific reasoning to explain the different things.
Are you even talking like fools, understand?
If something
is illuminating, why extra illumination required to illuminate?
Their theory is that there's a dark side of the moon that we've never seen.
Uh-huh.
Their theory is that there's a dark, that actually the moon is reflecting the sun's light.
So what?
Dark side
so far the world is not, where is the dark side or the bright side? If you compare like that, then so far this globe is concerned, which one is dark side or the bright side?
No, the earth, they say the earth is spinning on its own axis, so all parts of the earth at one time or another receive sunlight.
Well, the moon does not do that.
The moon does not revolve on its own axis.
Another foolish thing.
There's no basis for it. There's no truth to it at all.
And you people believe them? I'm surprised. You got all the fools in there.
This is what they teach in all the schools.
They have little models, probably made out of
that. we said no as rascals.
Now, other argument that you use about how the moon rays give light to the vegetables. So how is it that there's no life on the moon? If the rays from the moon give light, then how is it there's no life where the rays come from?
They have never gone to moon. They are bogus. And this Mars expedition will be a failure. Let them spend millions. I told about moon planet 10 years. The child is simply waste of money and energy. I told this. Now they proved.
No more interest in the moon at all. No more interest in the moon at all.
No, Krishna didn't say. He didn't have it. 10 years ago, I said, okay, there's no use going there. But this child is waste of money. But who hears about that? We know moon planet is inhabited by high class living entities. And they will allow the rascal to go by their mission.
When they originally started sending Sputniks to the moon, they couldn't even land them properly. They said that they were crash landing spaceships into the moon's surface. Crash landing. The spaceship was supposed to just smash into the surface of the moon. Like that.
They were never gone. Same before. Maybe they have gone, what is the reason? Simply to give the report that is in the laboratory. So gradually they will go up to Saturn.
If the money holds out.
Mm-hmm.
If the money holds out. Actually, they sent some rocket ships already towards Saturn.
Uh-huh.
They've already sent some exploring rocket ships way out to Saturn years ago.
Takes several years to reach.
It's such a bluff.
How long does it take to look at Mars?
Mars and Venus also, they said.
Now, Venus is the other one. They concentrate. They think that Venus, there's a good chance there may be some life there.
Venus is covered by clouds, so no one can see what is there. There's clouds all around the planet. Heavy, what do they call it? So that no one can see. So they sent a rocket inside or something to go through the clouds to see what is there. Russians also. Firmament. In the Bible they say that on earth there was also, above the earth there were all clouds at one time, according to the Bible. There were all clouds, and then at that time men used to live very, very long. And then the clouds went away at some point. They're called the firmament. is the same thing as on Venus. No one can see what the planet is like. No one has ever known.
Hmm.
That is also heavenly. We say that also that is Shukra. Shukracharya's place?
No, it's okay.
Shukra.
Maybe Shukracharya's place. What benefit they will have? Nothing. This is time. Without any aim, without any objective.
It's what they're doing is entirely pointless.
Huh?
It's entirely pointless. There's no proper reason for any of it. Because they're not improving their actual living standards by it. Their idea, it's just like a Gami, he thinks that the advancement of knowledge is to simply acquire any amount of knowledge.
Kevala Udalabha. They are described, Trishanti Kevala Udalabha. Simply work hard, simply to know. No benefit.
That's the futility of the university system now. That they're going and accumulating knowledge which is worthless for living. It has no practical value, so all the youth are becoming very frustrated because they're only.
Any handman would be frustrated. Why are you spending money and going there? He will avoid her of that. His son became a thing. It's like husk, the outer portion of rice. If there is rice, you husk beat it, rice will come. The rice is not there, simply husk, or it is obviously beating. It is like that. The rice will not come.
Yeah.
But simply they are trying to beat it. So the result is they become tired, that's all. The only result is they become tired. Kleshalaya bhavadusha. That's all. The result of hard labor is tired only. So they will get that only. That's all. They are satisfied. Now they are tired, huh? Let us sleep. What you have gone? The dust? This is the pleasure. Bhakti for your bhasma.
For any cable?
Klesha. Klesha.
Klesha adhikatarast.
Klesha? Klishanti je ke bhagavota lambhai. Krishan klesha raiva krishate nannat jathat phoolu sudhavaga.
From the Bhagavad
Gita? Yeah. It is mentioned in the Srimad Chaitanya Charitamrita. Any process we accept rejecting devotion and service, the result will be that there is no profit, it is simply labor for nothing. As much as to beat the husk, you never get the rice, you will simply be tired of that. This is so-called religion. There is no faith in God. There is no need of God and religion. But this is nonsense. religion without God? Still vegan. God you can accept anyone. Ramakrishna. Any rascal, poor, illiterate rascal, Ramakrishna, he becomes God. No standard. And they are propagating Ramakrishna mission. As we are preaching Krishna as God, we are preaching Ramakrishna. We are accepting that. Last 100 years, they are preaching, who has become a devotee of Ramakrishna?
The surge. The surge. Even think about becoming a devotee.
We have got to even attend that.
Shreyasritim Bhaktim Udasya Devibho Kleshyanti ye kevala bodhalabhaye te shamaso kleshala eva shishyate nanyad yatas stula tushava gatina.
Then not?
Bhaktim vina jnanam tu naiva sid. Bhaktim vina jnanam tu naiva siddhye ityaha shreyam svitim iti shreyasam abhyudayapa varga lakshananam svitihi saranam yasyaha sarasa iva nirjaranam tang te tava bhaktim udasya tyakva Shreyasam Margabhutam Itiva Desham Keshala Klesha Eva Abhishishyate Ayam Bhavaha Yata Alpha Pramanam Danyam Paritya Anta Kana Hinan Stula Danya Vastangs Vastangs Duvan Eva Avagnanti Tesham Nakimchit Phalam Evam Bhaktim Putskikritya Ye Kevala Bodhaya Prayante Teshamapiti.
Yeah. Simply tiresome. Yes. Religion, no God. What's wrong with religion?
As soon as I forget the actual religion, then there's so many concoctions.
This is our religion. What is religion? No God. What is religion? Then those who are godless, they have a religion. A teaching of our religion. And why bring the religion? What is the meaning of religion? Let's see.
One time we went to a church in Boston to speak. They had only pulpit for the preacher, and behind, no altar, no crucifix, nothing, just big map of outer space with planets on the wall. Not even any Christian church, but no cross, nothing, only universe. Universalist church, it's called, the Universalist.
That's nice, but it gives some information.
Yeah. There's religion. One, monastic condition, being a monk or a nun, enter into a monastic order. Two, practice of sacred rites. Three, one of the prevalent systems of faith and worship, i.e. Christian, Mohammedan, etc. Four, human recognition of superhuman controlling power, and especially of a personal God entitled to obedience, effect of such recognition on conduct and mental attitude.
Well, this is really personal conception of God.
And then five, action that one is bound to do.
Yeah. Everything is there. Any one of the take. That's good. Oh, yeah. But special the conception of personal God. Huh? What is that?
Yeah. Human recognition of superhuman controlling power,
yeah,
and especially of a personal God entitled to obedience.
Clear. What are the other items?
And then the effects of such recognition on conduct and mental attitude. And then action that one is bound to do.
One is bound to do. That may not be enough possibility. If he does not do it, then he's enemy. He must be there. There is no question of optional. You human being, you must be villainous. He must recognize the supreme controller. Otherwise you are animal.